Yo.
Welcome to Live at 5, the show with no name. Here's your host, Terry, Pastor Craig, and Nate.
And a good afternoon to you. Drive Time continues on Live at 5, the show with no name. Nate Redmond here, joined with my wonderful friends. Terry Tackett.
You hesitated when you said that.
I did. I was going to say something different, something clever.
Now, do you think it was going to be something good or something bad?
I don't know. He was going to speak the
truth. Yeah, he was a little reluctant there, you know.
I was going to say something like partners in crime, and then I was going to say my patriots, but then I didn't know about that.
Idiots? No.
My good friends.
My good friends, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yes. You can fill in the blank.
Yeah, fill in the blank for you. But anyhow, here we are once again. And Terry, how was your weekend?
Great.
You went to a place that I went to.
Yeah,
on St. Patrick's Day, and you took in some games.
Yeah, a little expedition there on the other day. I went over to a place that I've always wanted to try. Went over to Susie Q's over in Cardington and had a little dinner and
what'd you get?
Well, I went over and I had it's like a almost like a Dairy Queen type thing. So I had a chicken sandwich and a chocolate shake and
cool,
real good. So
got out for under $6,
yeah,
right?
It was like $5.90 something was wasn't bad.
That's a nice little place over there.
It is, yeah.
Just a nice
one of my favorite games in there, Miss Pac-Man. So I had to play a couple games of Miss Pac-Man. So.
Yeah. And we have your pictures, too, up on our brand new website, which we're happy to announce. It is noname.show. And you might say, what? Not.com? Not.org? Nope, it ends in .show. Noname.show. And you can see Terry's pictures of his little excursion to Susie Q over there.
Yep.
And so that's pretty cool. And then you are telling me about a brand new something over in Amish country.
Yeah. A listener... God bless him, but I can't remember who the name. I checked my messages today, and somebody had sent me a message of, I guess you would call it a revamped. It looks like, I mean, it's always been there, I think. It just looks like they put it under roof now. The old, you know, like an indoor flea market, I guess, over at the Amish country. I don't know if it's newly built. Maybe, you know, the structure may have already existed. They may have just put it under roof now, but.
So can you narrow it down as far as like Amish country? But I mean, like, is it in Bremen or is it?
It's your traditional Amish country where you go. Is it where Pfeiffer Station, I think, or whatever over there?
Okay.
Let's see.
You've never been there.
Yeah, I've been there. But,
okay.
You know, Amish country's kind of big.
Yeah, well, I mean, Amish country, I don't
well,
know.
Well, now the one you sent to me...
Charm, Ohio?
The one you sent to me was this link, Walnut Creek Amish Flea Market.
There you go.
All right.
Walnut Creek Amish, yeah, it's at 1900 Ohio 39, and officially it's actually in Sugar Creek.
Sugar Creek, okay.
And if you want more information, the telephone number is, I could give you the telephone number, but you can just go to walnutcreekamishfleamarket.com, or you can just go to the new website, which is noname.show, and click on that link.
Now,
we have the link there, and it'll take you right there.
Now, does that link say, since everything's being enclosed now, I mean, is it going to be open year-round, does it say, or does it?
It says here that it's opened Easter weekend, so I'm wondering if it's not officially open
yet.
That's
the kickoff weekend, I guess. Yeah.
Easter weekend, it'll be Thursday through Saturday from 9 to 5.
Okay.
Looks like we got a caller here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie.
I think that's the flea market that's on 39. That's about halfway between Berlin and Sugar Creek. But it's a big, great big. And a couple years ago, at least half of it burned down.
Gotcha.
So I think that's what the new part there, you know, they rebuilt.
Okay.
It was a big one. It's one that you... you go out back, and then you got into a great big parking lot, and then you got to climb stairs up to the rest of the flea market. It's a nice big flea market. So,
yeah. Okay. So
nice
maybe
place.
It might be open from like say Easter weekend, maybe through the fall or something like that.
I would think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. You know. Maybe even longer. But it's not really made for winter time, you know. There's no
I didn't know if it was heated or not, or
No, but okay. It didn't look like it would. It would take an awful lot to heat it.
Okay.
Probably, yeah. It would cost more to heat it than money did make.
Okay. Now, I know there's a dollar charge per vehicle for parking.
Right. That's a great big parking lot out back, and then they got these stone steps that you have to climb up to get, you know, it's probably 20 feet below the rest of the... rest of the grade for the buildings.
I'm sure they have their stuff that they built there and all that stuff, furniture.
Yeah, they have a lot of it. A lot of it's just, I think, people come in and have their own booths and things, and different vendors come in and sell stuff, too.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Cool. And it says it's pet-friendly, too, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So you can bring a horse.
It's a nice place.
Can,
I've been there quite a few times.
You can bring your horse, or you can bring your...
yeah.
Bring your elephant, right, Ernie?
Right. All right.
Hey, thanks, Ernie.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
But Lee can't bring his BB gun.
Right. Lee cannot bring his BB gun.
That's right.
Yeah. And by the way, their hours, they're open March through mid-December.
Oh, March through mid-December. Okay.
Yeah, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, 9 to 5 okay. over there. So next time anybody's over at Amish Country, check it out. Give us a report.
Yeah.
Or if I'm over there, I love flea markets.
Yeah.
I love flea markets, yard sales, thrift stores.
Which, speaking of which, if it's okay, I mean, if somebody, as we get later in the year, if somebody has any of those, bring them to us and we'll...
Yard sales?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll announce them if you...
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the program, Swap Shop with Glenn Coble on Thursday afternoons from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and he'll be happy to pass those along. And
he doesn't know it yet, but he'll be glad to announce those.
Yes, he'll be glad to announce those. You can call in or send him in, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302, right there.
That's right.
So... And by the way, it is a pretty cool looking place, and a couple of pictures of those that flea market, an aerial view of it, so you can get an idea of how really big that it is. That's also on the website too at noname.show. So check that out.
Yeah.
What's gas doing, Terry? Coming down a little bit.
It is. I think last weekend when I worked, we were like 393, something
okay.
like that, 392.
Uh huh. All right.
So
I saw it for $389 out on Speedway 23 Delaware.
But I know so. I redeemed a lot of people who had 50 and a dollar off. So I redeemed a lot of people.
Okay.
So.
All right. Cool. Cool deal.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Craig, how was your weekend?
It was good. I got done working Saturday morning, and I had the afternoon to spend however I wanted. So I thought, you know, I like to go to used bookstores because, you know, I have some books that I collect. Now, it's a very, very narrow field of books that I collect, but, you know, it's something that I find at used bookstores. And so I thought, well, where can I go? Because I've been through the ones in Columbus, and I've, you know, been around here. And I got done work, and I was over in Pickerington. So I thought, well, I'll Google, you know, used bookstores near me and see what's out this way. And there was one up in Newark, and there was one in, I think there was one in Pickerington, but there were two in Zanesville. And I said, well, Zanesville's a little bit of a drive, but I've got the time this afternoon. So I'm going out to Zanesville. So the one that came up first, I just picked it and told me how to get there, and so I go driving there, and you know, I spend an hour driving there, and I get there, and I pull up to this house because it was a used bookstore that you know, house, and they were supposed to be open Saturday from 10 to 5, but the big sign in the door said closed, and there was a written sign on the door, and so I walked up, and the sign said, attending a play, closed today. So I'm like, okay, well, there's a good thing I picked the town that had two of them. So the second bookstore was called Slack's Book Barn. And it was a big building that's in the shape of a barn, but it's really nice inside. You know, it's not like an old barn and they got dirt floors and that. It's a nice inside. So I stopped there, and actually I did quite well. I found four books that I wanted. So that was good. So I said, well... I know there's a little downtown diner in Zanesville, and I'm not that far from it, so I'm going to go have lunch there. So I get down there, and it's in the old train station there. It sits along the river, and they got some other stores. And this downtown diner, like, all the shades are pulled on the window, and there's a sign on the door that says no public restrooms, and there's not a car anywhere in sight. I mean, there's no cars on the street. There's no cars over on the side. You know, so it was obvious there was nobody there and that they were closed. Now, it said that they were open, but they weren't open. So I'm like, wow. So I had a bookstore that was closed. I had the downtown diner that was closed.
Maybe they were attending the same play.
So, yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to, you know, my trip to Zanesville hasn't been this good. Although I did do well at the one store.
That's good.
So I found out that there was a restaurant right across the river called Muddy Miser's. And it looked like it was pretty nice. So I drove across the river and parked there and went inside. And it was really a nice restaurant. Really nice restaurant. And so they had a clam chowder that was excellent. Excellent. It was really good clam chowder. And so I'm sitting there and I'm looking. Before I got the clam chowder, I made up my mind I'm going to get that, but I'm still looking at the menu. And I'm thinking, you know, I probably should have a salad because I've been trying to eat a lot more salads since I had, you know, stroke last summer. So I'm trying to eat a lot more salads. And they had like five salads listed on their menu. I said, that's probably the way I should go. So I pretty much figured out I was going to get a half chef salad. And I kept looking at the table next to me, and the lady there, she had the spinach salad. And the spinach salad had cranberries, you know, like dried cranberries, and it had pecans, and it had sweet onion, and it had a hot bacon dressing. Mm. And so I said, you know, excuse me, was your salad pretty good? She goes, oh, my gosh, the salad was wonderful. Oh, it was so good. And she goes, we come here all the time. This is our favorite restaurant. I said, okay. So I got the spinach salad. Mm. It was good. It was really good. So.
And the clam chowder?
Clam chowder was... So my day Saturday, it was pretty good, you know, despite the one bookstore being closed and another diner being closed. The places that were open that I ended up in, it was worth the trip.
Good.
It was definitely worth the trip.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Then on Sunday, you had your Study His Word radio at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And you had a guest.
Yes. I had Jeremy Lyles. He's a evangelist and musician from Bell Fountain, Ohio. And he came in and just kind of talked about how he'd grown up in the church, and then he kind of walked away from it. And when things got really bad in his life, he surrendered his life to Christ, and he's been an evangelist and a musician ever since then. Just a really neat guy. He was a really neat guy.
Yeah, great interview, and you're a great interviewer, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You had a lot of interesting questions, and he had a lot of interesting answers.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so... Well, did you guys hear about... We were talking about the spaghetti warehouse.
Yes.
The roof fell in. Spaghetti warehouse in downtown Columbus will be closed after its ceiling collapsed Thursday morning. According to officials, crews responded to Spaghetti Warehouse located at 397 West Broad Street just before 11 a.m. Chief Martin of Columbus Fire said the main support to the building collapsed and described it as the roof joist. Officials said the restaurant was evacuated, and fortunately, no injuries were reported.
Was it due to like a giant meatball, or was it? No, I'm just curious.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Quote, I was here to pick up an order because it's been kind of a slow day, so I was like, oh, a $12 order, so I rushed over here, and as soon as I got there, I see this caution tape in the roof caved in. That was according to Uber Eats driver Isaac Greenwood. He said, ceiling partially collapsed, the Spaghetti Warehouse restaurant in Columbus is the headline, and it's been around since, it's been about 130 years old, the building is. So no wonder that happened.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if that had happened like on like 6 o'clock on a Friday night?
When
every table was full and there's people waiting inside?
Wow. Oh, man. It kind of looked like it fell in, because there's a couple of pictures. It kind of looked like it fell in, maybe in the kitchen area, which would still be bad for the poor kitchen staff, you know. I mean, how would that ruin your day? You're back there just making the spaghetti lasagna, and all of a sudden, boom, down it comes.
Well, the second thing I wondered is maybe did someone in the restroom have... No. They ate the food and then
blew the roof off the place. Yeah, well, could be. It wasn't me this time, okay. I swear. Right. It wasn't me. I wasn't near there.
Okay.
I was actually over in Plain City area.
Ah, so this was your weekend plan.
Yeah. This was my weekend plans.
Okay.
And little side note, if you're heading out of Delaware and go through 42 and come to Route 33, there's a little tiny town called New California.
Yep.
You ever noticed it?
Yep.
Well, New California, there's a little monument there. New California was formed in 1853, and according to tradition, news of a man passing through the settlement to California caused the name to be selected. The New California Post Office was established on January 7, 1850, but was discontinued on May 14, 1904. Now they all have to get their mail from Plain City. But on September 19, 2009, an Ohio historical marker, which is there, everybody can see it as you drive past, it was dedicated in New California. The marker symbolizes the fact that 367 men from Jerome Township joined the Union cause, giving it one of the highest per capita rates for service in the nation during the American Civil War. Mm. So, if you're ever heading through Plain City, see that little town in New California there at 33? That's a little story of the monument there. So if you progress on, you come to Plain City, and of course you come to the one and only.
I actually have a picture here. I'll have to dig it up because, as you can see, I got like tons of pictures there.
Oh, okay.
But I've got a picture here of both the New California Monument and that historical marker. Because, see, now I have to confess to one of my secrets that you guys didn't know about. I'm a sucker for those historical markers that they have, you know, along the road. And when my kids were growing up, I would stop at every one of those that we were driving by, and I'd make them get out, and I'd read it to them. And now that my kids are grown, I'm going back around, and not only do I stop and read those markers, but I take a picture of it because I have a plan, and I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to bore you with it, but I have an idea of something that I want to do eventually with all these pictures of these historical markers. But
so, oh, now I want to get bored with it because I want to know. Yeah. But anyways.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But, so that's a little story of New California. But you progress on to Plain City, and on the left-hand side of 42, you come to the one and only Der Dutchman. Or as people like to say, Dear Dutchman.
Yep.
As some folks like to say. Hey, however you want to say it, it's okay. So we go in there, and we were back there on February the 5th. I know this because I took a video, and it says February the 5th. Well, we had no wait last time we were there. We just sailed right in. This time, there was a 40-minute wait. Now, my wife was starving because she had had a class that morning at her daycare center, and she hadn't had much to eat. Of course, I hadn't either. So she was starving, and she was not too happy about that 40-minute wait. I said, well, where else are we going to go? She said, well, the bowling alley next door serves pizza, and there's a McDonald's across the street. I said, I don't want to go to a bowling alley for pizza, and I don't want to go to McDonald's, for crying out loud. I said, let's wait. Can we please wait? I said, okay, the bakery's open and the line's not that long. Can we go to the bakery? Yeah, sure, we can go to the bakery. So we stand in line at the bakery and get a couple of those big old cream stick donuts. And so she got something also for breakfast the next day, too. Got a big old glazed donut. So I ate that while we were waiting in line. So finally our turn comes, and it is packed out. The place is packed out. So it's like, where are we going to get seated? Maybe we'll get the buggy. But, of course, we did not get the buggy because you can sit in this little buggy in there sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. But we didn't get the buggy. So we got seated next to a party of like 20 people celebrating a birthday, which was okay. They were cool. They were having fun. But the nice thing was is they had two full buffets open along with the full salad bar this time. So they were really taking care of the people. Now, last time they just had the one buffet and one salad bar, but this time it was wide open, and they had different things on each buffet, which was kind of cool, because if you're a two-time plater like I am, I go up there and get a plate. You know, I have two plates.
I'm going to get my money's worth.
Go have the buffet. Yeah, gotta have the buffet.
If you had three hands, would you get three plates?
Possibly. No, I get one plate at a time, though. I will clarify that. I don't get two plates in one round. But, yeah. So, but they had different. So they had this really good, amazing corn casserole. Mm. And this stuff was unlike any corn casserole I'd ever had. I don't know what all they did to it, but it was kind of a sweet type of thing, and it was so good. And I had to get that both trips. And but they had they got chicken, they have roast beef up there, ham, and barbecue pulled pork, and rolls, and of course they bring the rolls fresh to the table. But Dirt Ashman was good choice this weekend. Like I said, we were just back there February the 5th, but we wanted to go back. And so it was a good choice. 1 out of 5 bellies, I give it 5 bellies.
So did you guys like decide not to do one of your, you know, within 50 miles of home kind of trips and just go back to Plainsville?
She didn't want to go any place too far, since she had driven to Columbus that morning for training. So she said, let's not go too far. I said, well, what about Plain City? She said, yeah, we'll go to Plain City. So this week, she is drawing out of the hat that we have restaurants, mom and pop, all mom and pop restaurants. She's drawing out of the hat, and she's not going to tell me where we're going. So this Saturday, we're going to have an adventure, unless we go down to my brother and sister-in-law's to visit. But I think there was some sickness going on down there, so I think we're going to stay away for this week. But so we should have a report of some mom-and-pop restaurant in some town within a 50-mile radius this next week. So we'll let you know where we've been, what town. Like I said, I won't have any idea. She'll hang on to the GPS, and away we'll go.
So I'm guessing you didn't do a museum this weekend either.
Nope, didn't do a museum this weekend.
The only museum was the inside of the Dirt Dutchman.
Yeah, the inside. We did the gift shop inside the Dirt Dutchman.
That could have counted as a museum.
Kind of a museum, because they have all kinds of artifacts for sale. But anyways.
But after the donut stick and the buffet, were you...
Yeah, after the donut stick, yeah. The donut stick filled me up halfway decent, so I didn't do as much on the buffet as I normally would.
2.5 plater this time. No,
yeah,
it's the
2.5 plater. Yeah. Exactly. And then last night we did the neighborhood supper down in
Florida. How was that?
Yeah, it was really good. They had ham and bean soup.
I forgot about that.
And this ham and bean, I thought maybe it would be the type of thing where it's maybe water based or whatever. Well, it was more of a chowder,
creamy
base. Yeah, and it had noodles in it.
Oh.
And it was super good. I mean, homemade, man, it was good. And it was a good thing I went, because they actually ran out of food.
Mm.
Before 6 o'clock, they ran out of food. So if you ever go, you want to check it out. So I'm hoping they ran out of food because we advertise it on this radio station.
Yes. Yes.
But they had cornbread muffins, homemade, coleslaw, homemade, and they called it dirt pudding, but it was Oreo pudding. And all the stuff's homemade there.
And any other church out there that has that, feel free, please, to...
Send
them
in.
Yeah, yeah.
Send them in.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the air for you.
And send Terry down to
sample it. Absolutely. And I will sample it and give you a full report and let you know. Because that is one of my favorite dishes, is that ham and beans. I love that ham and beans.
Oh, it was good.
Especially with the cornbread muffins.
Oh, the cornbread muffins, homemade. Oh, man. Mm. And so they asked how many bags. And I says, well, I says, there was two of us eating, but I said, can you do
four bags?
Oh, yeah, we can do 3 bags. They weren't out of food yet. And so they packed me up 3 bags, and You just pull up to the door, tell them what you want, and they pack you up and send you on your way. That's all there is to it. Just a free dinner. Mm. Open for everybody. Wow. Not just Waldo. They don't check ID.
Right. Yeah. See if you're a resident of Waldo or not.
Yeah, they don't check if you're a resident only. They don't do a blood test on you. Nothing like that. But so that was pretty neat. The neighborhood supper down there was pretty cool. So, but yeah. But anyways, I enjoyed Jeremy Lyles on your show Sunday. That was really neat. And then enjoyed his testimony too.
Good.
That was really, really good.
Yeah,
totally enjoyed that.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that because he's a really interesting guy. Just a really interesting guy. And he's real soft spoken. You know, the thing that I really like about him is, and you probably picked this up during the interview, like his website. All it is, it has his contact info and a little bio about him and what he does. And that's it. He's not out there pushing records. He's not out there pushing, you know, T-shirts and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's he just goes to churches and goes to fairs and just, you know, praises the Lord.
That's great.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. You could tell he was passionate about what he talks about.
Yeah, he was.
So Study His Word Radio right here on this radio station, 11:10 until noon. Now, you have an announcement coming up in the future regarding Study His Word, but are you ready to make that announcement quite yet? Are you going to make that on your own show?
Is it about the new time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually mentioned it once before.
Oh, so, I didn't hear it. Yeah. I missed it.
This Sunday, it'll be at 11, as usual. And then with the April, it's going to move to 9 o'clock. So it'll be at 9 o'clock in April.
New time.
Yes.
And reason for that would be just to...
There's a couple of reasons. Quite honestly, I wanted to be able to have some people who are in church at 11 o'clock have a chance to listen to it before they went to church. So, you know, some more people could listen to it. And I've been asked by our pastor at the church that I go to kind of take on some more responsibilities at the church. And so, so that's another reason why it moved to 9 o'clock. So
fabulous.
It'll still be the same great show, but it's going to be at 9 after this week. And if I can just one last little plug.
Sure.
Easter is in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So beginning with this Sunday through Easter, I have a 4-part study we're going to do on Easter, specifically statements that Jesus made from the cross. So we're going to do 4 parts.
Jack@48@gmail.com.
All right. So 4 parts. The next 4 weeks, we're going to do a little bit of Easter study.
Great. Well, that'll be something to look forward to. Well, Terry had to step away, and before he stepped out the door, he said, remind the folks of his email, terrytackett48@gmail.com. That's terrytackett48@gmail.com. Pastor Craig's email is?
studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com.
And the website?
studyhiswordradio.org.
Mine is radionateosu@gmail.com, but all of our emails are now linked up. If you go to if you go to noname.show, and then if you just click on our names, it'll pop right up there, and you can email us just like that through that. So just go to noname.show, click on the name of the folks, either Terry or Pastor Craig or myself. If you'd like to email one of us, simply do that. Hey, it's 5:40, 20 minutes left in this radio program. We're glad that you're tuned in today, and we're just here talking about a variety of topics, as we often do. You know, I was talking with Lee the last hour about car situations, you know, and my car acting up, which got me thinking about cars in general, and it got me thinking about my first car. So, Pastor Craig, do you remember what your first car was way back in the day?
Yes, I do remember my first car. My first car was a 1971 Buick LeSabre. And what it was is it had been my mom's car. And then when I graduated from high school, my dad bought her, my senior year, my dad bought her
a car, a new car, for Valentine's Day. And so when I graduated a couple months later, my parents gave me that 71 Buick LeSabre. And if you're familiar with the LeSabres back in 71, this thing was like a steamship. I mean, you could fit your whole graduating class in it. You know, everybody pile in, and I mean, you get tons of people in it. And that was a big car.
Oh, man.
So that was my first
That's
car.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Mine was a 1994 Ford Escort. Green, right? Green. And the thing of it was, the hood latch was bad on it. So I kept slamming it, it kept popping up, and the safety would catch it. Well, the safety let up, so it flopped up on me going down the road at going about 60 miles an hour, so wham! Well, fortunately, it did not crack the glass of my windshield. It could have done that. So I had to have it replaced. Well, so I had that replaced, and I had it nicely repainted, so it matched everything. And then the hood latch went bad again. And this time I did not know the hood latch went bad again, so slam, it happened again. So I went through a total of three hoods on that little 94 Ford Escort, and then I ended up wrecking the thing. I got into a wreck right out in front of Marion Technical College and messed up the whole front end, and my dad and grandpa had to straighten it out with a come-along. They did the body work on it, so they straightened it out with a come-along tied to a tree. Straighten that up. Hey, Terry Tackett had to take off, and so we're joined now by Brandon. Brandon, how you doing, buddy?
Quite wonderful. How are you tonight?
Doing good, doing good. Let me see. I think you switched your microphone off there. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, look at that. Hey, we're back.
Hey, all right. There you go. Nice,
wonderful.
Nice, loud and clear. How's your day going, buddy?
Oh, spectacular.
How was your weekend?
Well, you know, working is... You know, beats the cabin fever, so to speak.
Right. Getting out there and doing something.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Now, do you remember your first car?
A 2002 Chevy Cavalier.
Oh, all right.
Cherry red.
Cherry red. All right. Now, how long did you drive it? Do you remember?
About 4 years, and then I replaced it by a Toyota.
Oh, okay. You know, Toyota is known for having... Did you have good luck with a Toyota?
I did until I wrecked it.
Oh, okay. You know, Toyotas are known for having pretty good luck, especially the Camry, which is one of the most popular ones. My aunt and uncle have driven a Camry for years and have had good luck with the Camry.
Well, they lasted, what, around 30 years if you take care of them? Is that what the legend is, I suppose?
That's what they say.
My second car was a Toyota Corolla. And it was actually a 78, and I bought it brand new because that 71 Buick LeSabre kind of ran into some unfortunate, it ran into something. So
ran into something hard?
Yeah.
Went smashing?
Yeah. So I was in college, but I actually was working, so I was able to buy a Toyota Corolla, just the very basic, stripped down, no extras, a stick shift Toyota Corolla for like $3,500. That was the selling price of a new Toyota in 78. And so that was my second car, Toyota Corolla. And I had that car for 290,000 miles. And I sold it to a buddy of mine who drove it for another 30,000 miles, and he sold it to his girlfriend's family, and they got another 50,000 miles out.
Oh, my
goodness. So that was like a 400,000-mile car.
Man.
For $3,500.
You know, my family had a Mazda minivan, and it was pushing 200,000 miles on it, and my dad decided to take it out west and pull a camper with it. And he always said, if it breaks down, we're going to push it right over the edge of the Grand Canyon. This is what he said. So we took it out west, and we ended up only having one little problem with it. I forget, a small part went out on it, and we had to get towed. So we had to leave our camper behind, wherever we were at, and then we had to get towed, and they took care of us right on the spot, and we were back on the road with it, and that's the only problem we had. And we went, when I say we went out west, we did the works. We did the Grand Canyon, the Painted Desert. We went up through Utah, Bryce Canyon, Montana, back through, I mean, we went everywhere. We even went to Colorado Springs and visited Focus on the Family, which I'm sure that you're familiar with, right. You know. So, you know, that Mazda went someplace, so.
Wasn't that their commercial, their selling point?
Yeah, went some, yeah, go someplace.
The whole zoom, 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 yeah.
But, yeah, so I've owned quite a few cars down through the years. My favorite car that I ever owned was a Chrysler 300. It was silver. Now, I didn't have a lot of good luck in the snow with it, because it was rear wheel drive, so it wanted to spin, you know, in the snow real easy. And at the time I started working for a station up north, and it was about a 30 to 40 minute drive one way, so I had this car, and it just would slide all the way up 23. So I thought, I've got to get something new, something different. I've never owned a new car. Just new to me. So I got a Scion XD, bright red, and it, you know, that thing was never in the shop. And it's a long story why I had to get rid of that one, which I'll leave on the table. But never had a minute's problem with that Scion XD. Took that to Myrtle Beach, took it all over the place, but you know, car stories, you know, interesting things with vehicles.
I had a Geo. this is funny. Okay, so I had a Geo, and I was leaving work one day. I mean, I worked like five miles. I was about 3 miles from my house, and I don't know how it happened, but somehow the oil filter got like a hole in it. And so I started it up, and I drove, and I was leaking oil down the whole road, and I didn't even know it. And when I was turning into my driveway, it was making this loud noise. And I thought, what in the world is wrong with it? As I pulled up the driveway, it just stopped dead. Well, it leaked all the oil out, and the engine had seized up. So at the time, I was working for a guy that his son and some buddies, they were into these Acuras. And they always, they did everything with these Acuras. So he came over to the house and he goes, what we can do is put a new filter on. And we can load your engine up with oil and we can turn the engine back and forth and see if we can get it to unseize. So he said, let's load it up with oil tonight and we'll try and unseize it tomorrow. So they loaded it up with oil and came back tomorrow, and they were, you know, they had a thing there, and they were turning the engine, and they got it to turn, and it was turning pretty good. So I drove that car for another 6,000 miles before it died again. It threw a rod.
That was
the end of that car. But the amazing part was that after the engine had seized up, we got it unseized, and I was able to drive it for a while.
Now, did you guys ever, well, I'm sure you knew people that had the talent, but have you guys ever worked on cars yourself?
I learned partially through my dad, who hated it himself, because my grandfather, who used to own a garage in Illinois, in a gas station back in the 60s and early 70s up until the early 90s.
So you can do a little more than change the oil.
I'd prefer not to, because my distaste comes from my father, I suppose.
So you don't like to. How about you, Pastor Craig? Do you work on cars?
Very little, but my son spent several years working in a repair shop. So, you know, like with my car or with our trucks for the business, I let him do it.
Mm. Yeah.
Just let him do it. I don't even change an air filter.
You know, I mean, I could do that. You know, some of those things I could do, but I don't even do any of that. I just let it do it.
It is the disdain of doing so.
And I will say I am not handy at all. I don't work on cars. I don't change the oil. I do put oil in. I can check the oil. I don't change the oil. Around the house, I don't fix anything. I can't do it. I literally can't do it. I try, and I just make a bigger mess. So I either hire it out or I call 911 and Dad answers.
It's very much in the same vein of people who try to do home repairs, DIY. I'm like, well, you should have maybe looked it up how to do it.
Yeah. You know, you can.
Careful.
Now, my wife, she'll get on YouTube and learn, you know, watch a video.
Which is a great tool, but it only lasts up to a certain point.
Yeah, they don't show quite everything on YouTube there.
A few key points. I'm like, where did we go wrong? As it were.
Because we've been doing a little bathroom remodel, and I'm not, like I said, not handy at all with it. My brother and my dad have been working on it, and we're kind of stalled out right now because trying to move a bathroom drain, a bathtub drain, from a center drain to a right drain. Well, they got the drain moved over, but they're having difficulty hooking up the plumbing because they were going to try to do a trap. I'm just speaking off the top of my head because I really don't know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm just going on what they told me because, again, I'm not handy at all. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to try to go straight in now is what they say. And but the access to it is difficult. So the tub is still unstuck to the floor, so they're tipping up the tub to get access to it. And now thinking about drilling a spot behind my dryer to access the area to make it a little easier so you don't have to flip the tub up every time. So, oh, woes of home improvement. Oh, I'll tell you what. When you own the house, you are the maintenance man.
Oh, just call Tim Allen. You'll be fine.
Tim Allen?
Yeah. Just, that's how it feels.
Pastor Craig, again, show on Sunday mornings from 11 to 12, soon moving to a new time. That would be?
9 to 10.
9 to 10.
And we have one more show at 11 this Sunday, and then after that it moves.
And I'll give you a time to check it out and look it up, but did you happen to have a story from the Religion Desk to share with us this week?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
I was not prepared.
That's okay. I was going to ask you before we started, like a good host should have, but then I thought I'd throw it out there just in case you had something on your phone, because I don't like to leave people with stuff on the table in case you had something ready to go and couldn't share it.
I was unprepared. I didn't do my show prep today.
That's okay. I never do my show prep, so I just have loose notes laying here and around. Okay, one more question before we go. We got 6 minutes to go. It's a different subject, but I'm always curious to ask people this question. Over the years, what kind of, I'll call them, brushes with fame have you had? Have you gotten to see in concert or in person anybody famous, and who might it be? Pastor Craig.
I actually had lunch with Gerald Ford.
No kidding.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
This was after he was president. It doesn't matter. But yes, I actually had lunch with Gerald Ford. It would have been 1981. Yes, 1981. Long story short, but when I was in college, I got an award. It was called a Horatio Alger Award. And it's an award they give to young people who are entrepreneurs and, you know, have their own business or have done something like that along their lines. So I was one of 24 students who received this award. And part of what we got when they presented us the award was they had a luncheon for us, and Gerald Ford was the speaker, and he had lunch with us.
That is something else. Wow.
Now, how much did he stumble is my next question.
When I walked into the room, he was already sitting down, and when I walked out of the room, he was still sitting down. So.
And let's see. So he would have still had Secret Service detail, then, yes. Right? So they still still would have checked you out pretty good when you walked into the room and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
because, I mean, that was just a couple of years after he was out of office.
Yeah. So.
What was his name? Was Sergeant Fumble?
That would work.
How about you, Brandon?
Well,
any
sort
of concerts or
outside of two concerts that I've attended my entire life of 33, I have had the privilege of meeting Ted Strickland, whether politics aside, and of course our own Mary Ellen Withrow.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Both are quite wonderful outside of their typical duties, as it were. So.
All right. I got to meet, and again, she's a controversial figure, but I got to shake hands, get a picture with, and say hello to Sarah Palin. And she was on a book tour, and she was at a Barnes & Noble store in Columbus. And we had to stand in line for tickets and then stand in line later that evening to meet her. So it looked like we might get cut off, but we barely made it in. And got to go up, and she was there and signing her book. And it was just right after she had ran for office with McCain. And like I said, she's a controversial figure. You know, you'd either loved her or you hated her. That's the way it was. But anyhow, so that was cool to meet her.
Absolutely.
And then I've seen George H.W. Bush on the back of a train in Marysville. He was on a whistle stop campaign, and the train pulled up, and he did a little speech, and then the train pulled away. So, but I didn't get to shake his hand. And then I saw Bill Clinton when he was here in town. He was here in Marion at Harding School out there on the edge of town. And he was campaigning, so I went out there. Thought I'd kind of like to hear what he has to say, whatever. So I went in and almost got to shake his hand. I was so close, and then a Secret Service agent stood in front of me and said, "Hey, he's got to go." I was like, "Oh man, I was so close." So I almost got to shake Bill Clinton's hand. So, and then saw George W. Bush at Nationwide Arena, but I was nowhere close. I was in the nosebleed section. Now, so
there's a few jokes with those two. As far as Sarah Palin goes, it's kind of like Miss America with a shotgun kind of night.
Yeah, she likes to shoot.
Where did she come from?
She likes to shoot, likes to hunt.
And
that's
then
for sure. She did that show actually after that, right. Sarah Palin's Alaska, which actually it was. Yeah. Did you see that show?
I hopefully not.
Okay.
No.
I kind of like that show myself, Sarah Palin's Alaska, because it shows, I like the nature shows and stuff like that.
So. Now, was George W. going on a book tour at the time you met him?
No, he was actually sitting president.
Oh, not a speaking tour. Okay.
Nope. And George H.W. Bush was sitting president when I saw him.
Not
and then
do
I got
it.
To shake hands with Mary Ellen Withrow when she was actually treasurer. Still
wow,
treasurer.
That's impressive.
That was cool. She spoke at Ridgedale. At a graduating ceremony.
And you see her now. This is it's full circle, isn't it?
See her now. So that was pretty cool.
It is full circle.
Anybody else?
20 seconds.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, we were up in Montreal, Canada. As a matter of fact, it was 1967. We were up for the 67 Expo. And we were in Montreal. We were in the airport. And we were going up some stairs. And some men came down and was pushing everyone to the side. And down the stairs came Charles de Gaulle, which, if you're old enough to remember, Charles de Gaulle was the leader of France at the time. And so he was coming down the stairs, and we were just standing right there on the stairs. I could have reached out and touched him,
okay.
But I was a little kid, so I did.
Okay.
But he was still alive at this time.
Yes.
Because he was, the prominent, Prime Minister of France, or not Prime Minister, I guess, President of France.
President of France.
From, 1930 to 1949?
I believe he was in about the 30s or 40s when he took office. Yeah, but this was 67, so, I mean, you know.
And he's the one who made the pillbox hat very famous.
There you go.
Well, guys, it's time to go. Brandon, good talking to you.
Wonderful, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for sitting in here thank on the Live at 5, the show with no name.
Now improvise as you go.
Now you've set in with a new show.
And you, and, Lord, Miss Linda as well. Yes, this makes two of us.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Pastor Craig, stay tuned for Pastor Craig's show on Sunday morning, 11:10 until 12, 11:15 until 12, something like that.
Something like that.
Whenever you hit the airwaves, it's
right.
Close. Whenever the news and weather gets done,
that's right.
You'll be on.
It's
study
somewhere.
Study His Word Radio and then studyhiswordradio.org.
Yes.
Okay. studyhiswordradio.org and studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com. nonamehealth.com. Or just go to our new website, which is noname.show.
I messed that up.
Noname.show. And you can just click on your favorite personality and email them that way. We'll be back next Wednesday afternoon from 5:15 until 6 o'clock with Live at 5, the show with no name.
1FM is supported by CRT McKinney.